tweet at TodaySOR.
Mary Kennedy, good morning to you.
Good morning. It's very nice to be here.
Thank you so much indeed for coming in. On our TV screens for 40 years?
41, actually, imagine. I started in 1978 as a part-time continuity announcer while I was teaching. And yeah, it's been kind of constant since then.
And time has flown.
Well, it has. And it's all been so diverse and so interesting. And I've loved it. I've loved all of the opportunities that I've been afforded. They have ranged from, well, Nationwide, I suppose, being the most recent, but like covering Mother Teresa's funeral in 1997 for commentary, the Eurovision, the royal weddings. We won't talk about the royals today. I'll leave that to you for later on.
Coming up after 11, indeed. And what prompted you to apply? What brought you in, or what attracted you about the broadcasting?
Well, to be honest, it was something that I saw an ad in the paper. It was early summer of 1978. And I'd always worked and while I was studying and while I was going through college, and I qualified and was teaching for a year as a secondary school teacher, Irish and French. And I just said, this would be something nice now as well. But, you know, I'm from Clondalkin. I applied to the ad in the paper, and I told nobody that I was doing this. I just had this feeling that people would say, who does she think she is from Clondalkin going off there to RTE and looking for a job?
And so it turned out you ended up here, and you went on from continuity, or prez, I think, as it's called, to join the RTE news team, becoming a newscaster. Was that something that you were always aiming at?
No, it was something that just presented itself. I suppose I can be very competitive when I'm doing something, but I'm not very ambitious. I take opportunities as they present themselves to me. So I was offered a part-time newscasting role, and I absolutely loved it. I loved it for the seat of the pants type stuff that it involved, but also it really fitted in very nicely with the ages that my children were, because it was from 10 o'clock in the morning until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, perfect.
Suited. Yeah.
And again, you mentioned about Mother Teresa's funeral and other high profile events. I think the visit of Queen Elizabeth was another one that served on, the National Day of Commemoration.
I love doing that one.
The state funerals, and most recently, our beloved Gabo.
I know. That was just the Friday before last, yeah.
Tell me about presenting Eurovision, Mary. That was 1995. Now, I think you had hoped to get to present an earlier
I have this thing.
How did
where
it all come around?
My advice to everybody is, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. Because do you remember when we won three in a row? And in 1991, Linda Martin won in Sweden. So therefore it came back in 92. And I applied and I did the audition and I wasn't successful. And I applied, 92. I applied the next year, and again I did the audition and I wasn't successful, and then in 1995 I was. But you know, it was funny because the late Gay Byrne, Lord rest him, he met me one of those times when I was going unsuccessfully for audition, and he was saying hard things because he always was a great encourager, as we have learned over the past few weeks. And I said, well, I'm going for this audition, would you have any advice for me? And he said, just be yourself, because if you have what you want, you'll get it. If you don't, you won't. And he said, but if you try to be something else that you're not, you'll eventually be found out. And I thought that was really sound advice.
And is that what unlocked it for you, do you think?
Well, no, I don't think so, because I went for the audition and didn't get it that year.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I beg your pardon. Well, this was the year that you did
it wasn't, no.
But it must have been really sweet then when your number came up.
It really, really was. It was an absolute thrill. I was very proud of the fact that, you know, I was up there on my own and holding this together. My mother now wasn't the best. She would have, first of all, she had this, when I told her that I'd gotten it, she, I'm sure, felt very nervous for me, but she also had this fear always that people would kind of get notions if something big like this happened to them. But
yeah, and how conscious were you of the numbers? I mean, hundreds of millions of people.
I know. I wasn't. I was conscious of, I have friends in France. I was conscious of them looking at the Eurovision around their telly. I have friends in Germany, and I did it that way. Mm-hmm. But when you look up at the very back of the Point Theatre, as it was then, and see all the little pigeon slots. They were like little, you
know, commentary booths.
They were the commentary booths. Oh my good God.
Somebody's texted in to say Mary forgot to mention them, or maybe I did. Up for the Match, you did that as well.
I loved doing Up for the Match. I really, and I was sad when you know, that moved on to Gráinne. Yeah. Gráinne absolutely did a fabulous job as well, but I loved it. I'd love to be still doing it.
To Eurovision, Mary, in the preparation for that, in the rehearsals, I mean, would they throw a kind of some sort of a car crash moment at you just to prepare for if something did go wrong? Or
they
how
didn't
did
have
that?
To, because on the night before the dress rehearsal, we were keying into all of the different locations around the world, and there was one judging panel. And I don't know, they must have been sitting around for an awfully long time and they got bored because there was somebody had a drink on board. I think it's still there on YouTube, but my goodness, it was all over the place. This, he said, I want to give 1 point to so-and-so. And I said, well, you can't do that. And you have to start this. And then 10, 11 points. You go the other way because it goes from 10 to 12. You can't
Dupont.
Do that. It was all over. Yes. And the Dupont was, it was just incredible.
So that was just a rehearsal?
That was a dress rehearsal. Well, thankfully it happened in the dress rehearsal.
Okay. Now, you've been presenting nationwide for what, about 15 years now?
15 years, exactly, yes.
And that's really a programme that people have, it's kind of grown on people. It started off, I think, as something that was a Joe Mulholland and Michael Ryan, and they wanted to just, you know, engage much more with the region. It's been hugely successful, hasn't it?
Yes, well, for a very good reason, because the regions have an awful lot to offer. And it's really important to celebrate that. It does come at a very good time in the schedule at 7 o'clock after, you know, pretty serious stuff from 6 to 7. And it's positive. It goes into the regions. It kind of gives those people an opportunity to show what they are doing, usually for themselves. The amount of volunteering, of community spirit. And the other thing that happens is that people in other parts of the country say, well, we could do that in our village, or we could do that in our town. So it's been a joy to be a part of it.
Yeah, and it's, if you like, going out and catching people doing something good and positive and right and uplifting and inspiring.
On behalf of their community, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and small businesses, you know, that are maybe employing one or two people, or maybe just themselves. And it gives them a little bit of a shop window.
Yeah. And do you have any outstanding memories from Nationwide, the stories that would stick in your mind of communities or individuals you would have gone
Well,
across?
The Tidy Towns is always, you know, something that's really, really big. And we love going around. And I think we're kind of partnered. We're kind of seen as being part of the Tidy Towns. Mm-hmm. And I have noticed, I mean, you must have as well, from the time, you know, in the 80s when you'd be going around the country, it was a pretty grim place, particularly in the winter. Now you can see that there's vibrancy there. There's stuff happening. There's just the whole point is to make the place nice for people to visit, but more importantly, nice for places to live.
Yeah, and I suppose you would have observed as well, Mary, that there are some towns they seem to do really, really well. I don't mean in the Tidy Towns, although that too, you know, you think of a place like Westport, and then there are other towns that just seem to be stuck back there somewhere two recessions ago.
Well, you see,
they're drab and they're not very encouraging to call to, and you wonder.
Yes, and there's maybe a lot of emigration from them. But I do. I do notice that. I'm not going to mention any particular place, but I do think it comes from the energy and the coming together of the people. And if they could just kind of harness that and get going, I think, because the other joy of being involved in something like that is that it's great. You get a great kick out of it.
Yeah. Mary, you've been very open in recent times about the burnout you suffered in the summer. Was it of 2017? Just take us back to that.
Well, you know, I just felt I was running on empty. I was doing too much. I was doing an awful lot of... I suppose I'm the kind of person that wants to be involved in opportunities and challenges, and it just was too much. I was just... Also, I was getting that little bit older, so maybe I didn't have the same energy that I had in my 40s, but I was still going at it. And I just... I heard an interview. It was actually Ryan was interviewing a 28-year-old young woman who had felt that the demands of modern business were just too much in her, and she left to go to Portugal and opened a cafe. I just identified with the sleeplessness, the anxiety, the little palpitations, and I said, "This is ridiculous."
How did you deal with it?
I came in here and I put myself down for 2 weeks time off immediately. I cried. I remember doing a lot of that. And I just realised that this had to be taken in hand. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I feel a lot better for it now. And now, I mean, I'm at the point where I'm having to leave something that I absolutely love. I suppose when you think about retirement at this point, there's a certain sense of loss, of grieving, of leaving something that you have found very, you know, satisfying, and a vulnerability that's...
Yeah, and you use the phrase having to leave.
Well, that's true, because I was 65 in September, and I wouldn't have chosen to retire at 65. One of the very good reasons is that I do have energy, and also mm-hmm. I do value hugely the work that I do,
yes,
on Nationwide.
And energy and experience as well. I mean, you're a different person, obviously, from the one that came in here full of hope and ambition and enthusiasm 40 years ago.
That's
but
right.
You bring different things to the party, as it were.
Yes, yes, I do. And I would not have chosen to retire. And I do, I suppose, feel a sense of loss and grieving. But, you know, things happen for a reason, and...
Yeah, I've got to tell you, you've got a lot of fans out there, Mary Kennedy, looking at our text machine, and I'm sure the Twitter machine is saying the same thing. Mary recently covered the remarkable life of Maria Edgeworth. Tell her we are minding her umbrella, which she left behind.
My umbrella.
She's
behind
a beautiful,
me,
lovely
right.
lady, says Matt Farland, Edgeworthstown. Love Mary and love Nationwide. We'll miss her if she leaves our airwaves. She's an absolute lady, and I wish her every good wish in whatever she does, as I am sure she has lots of things up her sleeve. I've read her books too. Another one, Nationwide, so positive, love it. You were great there, Mary, says Rory. And another one, it's because Mary is from Clondalkin that she is so good. It's a great place.
And another
one saying, I love Mary and she'll be missed, but tell her that there is nothing wrong with being from Clondalkin. I'm from Lucan and I used to work in Clondalkin and I loved it. So.
I love Clondalkin. I taught in Clondalkin. I was born, bred and buttered in Clondalkin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very central to my
as
being.
You say,
am I raring?
You're venturing into the unknown. What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. I know that I hope there will be other opportunities, because the other thing about my retiring, I'm retiring because I'm staff. And if mm-hmm. you're staff and you're 65, well, that's the position. And I'm happy to abide by that, because I've had a really, really good relationship and huge support from everybody in RTE for the 41 years that I've been here, to the extent that when I started on Nationwide, the then DG, Noel Curran, asked me would I do it. And I said, oh, my goodness, that's going to be really hard, you know, with travelling and everything. See how it goes, he said. And if it's awkward, come back and we'll talk mm-hmm. again. And I think that's very human. And I think a lot of people forget about that the people in RTE are people and that they care about that kind of thing. But I'm only staff for 15 years, which means I have to work. I don't have 40 years of
that
pension.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
But it's challenging.
Money is not all that it's made out to be, as long as you can pay your bills.
So presumably you're available for opportunities, be they in the broadcast
Let the
sphere.
Word go out now, Sean.
From this time and place. Very good. Another one that's come in, a great interview with Mary Kennedy. She presented Eurovision at the height of its greatness. She was so elegant and professional and really did Ireland proud. Another one, had the pleasure of meeting Mary at the ploughing match.
Oh, I
and
love
one
the
of
plowing.
Her book signings. Happy memories.
Love the ploughing, which it's wonderful. It's real Ireland and, mm-hmm. you know, it's great to be a part of it.
And especially if the weather's good, you know, but I'm sure
like
you...
Like this year? Yeah. My goodness, wasn't it fab?
Met you at one of the book signings in Kilkenny. What a lady, what a legend. Not retiring, Mary, simply rewiring. Best wishes in the next chapter of your life, says Kay in Kilkenny.
Thank you.
And Mary came to Rathdowney to attend a Christmas concert and ended up presenting it.
That's right. With Daniel O'Donnell and Magella, they were performing. And it was
she did a fabulous job and was the star of the night, despite a few other celebrities topping the bill.
Well, I shouldn't have mentioned Daniel O'Donnell.
She is one very special lady, says Father Martin Delaney. So they remember you with gratitude in Rathdowney. So, and of course, you would have done some lovely Christmas programmes as well. I mean, the choirs and
yes,
the carols
we,
and all
we,
of that.
Actually, it's funny, with regard to retirement, last week we were filming the Christmas carols at Kilkenny Castle, elements for it for this Christmas Eve. And each morning I went out for a run and I went down by the Nore. And on one of the mornings I picked out three landmarks and I said, I did an interview there. It was with, you know, the Plurabel mm-hmm. paddlers. And you just remember those places. I said, I won't be doing that anymore. But it's lovely to have those moments and to have those memories.
Yeah. And out running. You're a daily runner, are you?
3 times a week.
How far would you run?
I run 5 kilometres.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I like to. Well, I from the time I was in secondary school, I was running, and then I did a couple of marathons, and now it's just for, well, it's for mental health as well as physical health, I have to tell you.
Well, good for you. And you've had, is it 2 books?
5.
Sorry, I beg your pardon.
Sean, I should have brought in the other 3. Give them to you as a present.
So what's in the works now?
Nothing. I'm actually kind of just enjoying every moment of Nationwide. I really am. And people, you know, we're having little gatherings and just little groups of friends and that mm-hmm. and, you know, just
well, look,
see what's
thank
happens.
You for coming in. Thank you for
thank
your
you.
Service, as they
Aww,
say.
Sean, thank
and
you.
It's been lovely talking to you. It's been lovely knowing you and working with you over the years. And I have a funny feeling that you're not going to go too far away.
Wow.
Mary
thank you
Kennedy,
very much, Sean.
Good morning, August Grimaga. Thank you so much.
Bye
now, it's 11 o'clock. We go to the newsroom again and to Brian Jennings.